From NHPR, this is Cosmically Curious. I'm Patrick McNamee King. We've talked on the show about how important satellites are for things like GPS navigation on Earth. I'm joined today by Nicole Gallucci from St. Anselm College because I have a question. Nicole, how many satellites can we fit around the Earth?
We have to consider that space up there is not unlimited. In the last few years, there have been a lot of companies putting up these huge fleets of satellites, making it more likely that there are going to be issues with collisions. There is this idea called the Kessler syndrome, which is kind of a theoretical limit that people at NASA have already looked at, knowing that, you know, more and more satellites were going up into low Earth orbit. There is a point at which, if there are so many objects orbiting Earth, that a collision between two of those objects would cause debris, which would then collide with other things, which would then collide with other things. And you would actually get a runaway effect where the debris cloud would be such that the space would be unusable.
So what's the worst case scenario if something like this happens?
So, you know, worst case scenario I can imagine is that there's so much debris that we literally cannot send another rocket up into space. There is something called the Fermi paradox, which asks why we haven't been visited by extraterrestrials. And some folks have hypothesized that if there are other intelligent species out there, we're not seeing them. Why they're not visiting? Because maybe they polluted their own planet's orbit so badly that they can't get off the planet, which I think it's a little depressing.
Well, Nicole, thanks so much for being here today.
Great. Thanks for having me.
If you have questions about the night sky, send us an email, cosmic@nhpr.org. For New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Patrick McNamee King.